Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Shmos. We start not only a new parsha, a new sefer, a new book, the second of the book. The Ramban calls this book Sefer HaGolus VeHaGeula, the book of Golus and redemption, the book of the exile and the redemption. And I want to share with you, Rabosai, a quick machshava, a quick thought that I think is powerful and beautiful. And it's appropriate that it'll be a quick thought because we don't have a lot of time. Baruch Hashem, we're on our way to a very special trip after this. But I want to share with you a very chashuv idea. And that's as follows. We know that Paro made various decrees on Bnei Yisrael. And when it got really intense, he made a decree that said, "Kol ha-ben ha-yilod, all males that are born, ha-yi-ora tashlichu, throw them into the Nile." Now there was a major problem. Because Paro was a very, very strong king. And as such, so his word had to be listened to. So you have now the Mialdos, you have these women who were in the bind. On the one hand, they didn't want to kill Jewish babies. On the other hand, there's a king called Paro who says, "Kill the babies." And the Pasuk says that they didn't listen to Paro, they feared Hashem, and they saved the babies. They not only they save the babies, but Chazal teaches they actually didn't just save them, but they helped the babies out. They did whatever they could to make the birthing process as amazing as possible. Abosa, what were their names? What were the Mialdos' names? Shifra. One was called Shifra, one was called Paro. What were their real names? Yocheved and Miriam. Excellent. So the obvious question is, why are they called Shifra and Pua in the Torah? Why are we calling them their Egyptian names, Shifra and Pua, and not Yocheved and Miriam? And the answer Rashi says is, we're calling these names because these names reflected how they acted with the babies. Shifra, says Rashi, is Yocheved. Why was she called Shifra? Because she was Meshaperes Esavlad. She made the baby look very, very beautiful. And Pua is called Pua because she went poo, poo, poo. And she spoke softly and calmly, Miriam, to the babies and made the babies calm after they were born in a very, very hostile Mitzrayim. But the obvious question is, these are great women. These are Nevi'im. Yocheved, Miriam, they had tremendous, tremendous levels. Why do we call the names? She made the babies look pretty. And she said poo-poo to the babies. Why is that the title which the Torah calls them and not the real names? After all, they were great. Says of Yeruchim Levavitz in his beautiful Sefer Kol Das Torah, the following gorgeous Pshat, listen carefully. He said, people make a mistake in the world. And they think that there are big people and big actions and little actions. Meaning what? What's a big action? Saving someone from a fire, chasal, that's a big action. What's a small thing? Crossing the lady across the street, that's a small little thing. What's a big action? A big action is, I don't know, flying across the country to share in someone's seal. And a small action is holding the door from somebody else. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that's wrong. That's not true. There's no such thing as big actions and small actions. You know what there is something called? There's big people and small people. Big people understand how every single small thing is important. And they know how to take the small things in life and make the small things valuable. And the small people in the world, they know how to mess up even the big things. They know how to take something very, very sacred and destroy the big things in life, Rabosa. So there's no small things and big things. There's small people and big people. And the Torah is highlighting this by telling us, you know what their names were? Yocheved and Miriam. You know what we call them? Shifra and Pua. You know why? Because the small things that they did reflect the greatness of the people. Rabosa, this is a very big issue in life. People think, yeah, you know, the moment of truth, that's what defines a person. How does a person act in the moment of truth? That's not true. You know what defines a person? How a person acts in the small details. How he acts with his roommate. Is he a mensch? When his roommate wants to sleep at night, is he loud and rowdy? Does he make noise or is he quiet? And lets his roommate sleep at night. It's a small little thing. But it reflects a big person. How is he with little children? I always marvel at my rabbeim. One we're going to see hopefully in a few minutes. I marvel at the way they interact with children, little kids. Guys, little kids, not their own kids only. A random kid from the community, how they have a nice kind word to say to each kid to make a little kid smile. It's a tiny little thing. But it shows, you know what it shows? It shows nothing is tiny. Nothing is small. I'm going to tell you one last anecdote when we're going to the buses, to the van. I called my Rebbe two nights ago, and I said, Rebbe, I want to bring the guys over for a little oral bechinach / chazara in Sukkah. And my Rebbe said to me the following thing, last time I spoke to him again, I said, I'm sorry for bothering Rebbe, his time is very, very precious. He said, what are you talking about? This is what we're here in the world to do. He said, if it could be a good experience for your Talmidim, it could be something. So it's my pleasure, it's my schus to do it. Let me explain to you what that means. It's a small thing, so to speak, you know, but it's not small. For him, nothing is small, because he's a very, very big person. And for big people, they understand that even the small encounters and the small things we do in life make a very big difference. And so Shifra and Pua are called Shifra and Pua to tell us, Shifra and Pua, yeah, poo-poo to a baby. That makes a person great. Making nice and calming a little baby down, that's a sign of greatness. Bosa, we should be Zoche to live our lives like Shifra and Pua. Zoche to live our lives and understand the greatness that lies in every small encounter, every small conversation. And Bezos Hashem be Zoche to become one day great people. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Let's go upstairs.